like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
We have a great many nominees this year, and in the foreign film category...
For the Academy Awards.
For the Academy Awards is A Royal Affair from Denmark.
Yes.
And A Royal Affair.
What did you think? Thoughts?
I loved it. It's an historical drama that's, of course, it has all the boilerplate traditional elements of it. It's all filled with lust and love and court intrigue, but that's because the world is the same no matter what age. You were talking the 18th century, Enlightenment. We're still doing this kind of stuff.
So what this movie, A Royal Affair, the premise of this movie, it is the 18th century. It is the era of Enlightenment before it was widespread, which of course created and started the French Revolution. And the story you don't know about Enlightenment, right, is Queen Caroline, who becomes the new Queen of Denmark.
Yeah. She's a Brit.
And she marries King Christian. Is he crazy? Is he not crazy? Is he just childish? We don't know. And then comes the character who changes everything, this doctor who becomes the personal doctor of the king.
Yes.
And then the love triangle begins.
Besides the love triangle, which I find interesting, I find Mads Mikkelsen as the doctor to be engaging and believable, both as a lover and as a revolutionary. And I find her to be attractive in her innocence. And
the queen.
The queen. So I find both of that working. But what interests me is how the two of these lovers actually changed Denmark for the better while they were manipulating the king. As you had intimated, the king is off balance.
Well, and the king is a public figure, basically. And prior to the king marrying his queen, Queen Caroline, and meeting the doctor, the king is a public figure, a figurehead at that point anyway. So the king never is in charge of his kingdom whatsoever.
No.
This whole conflict with his council, the people on the council make the decisions for the king, and he literally just signs off on things not knowing one thing about it. Well, then the doctor comes along who has these ideas... these papers that he writes, and he's wants to change Denmark. He then replaces the council and becomes the king, essentially.
Which constitutionally he has a right to do,
right?
And that's what miffs them. They don't know how to deal with it. Because of the love affair, of course, there's going to be inroads into that power structure.
And you can probably, as you're listening to this, you're like, wait, well, what's going on in this? That's the whole thing about this movie, which is why I'm so surprised, John. I really am. I'm surprised that I really liked it.
Oh, you did.
Because it's muddled. I mean, it's about this one thing, but it's not really about that. And then you don't, because you really don't get, I will tell you, you really don't get much character development when it comes to who these people are. And I think if you've listened to the show before, you know I'm a crier. I didn't cry at this. It doesn't make you feel a lot. However, it's very interesting.
Sure. You would cry more at Lincoln when you see the legislative process going on with that assembly of legislators against Lincoln. But here...
Right.
They're really ciphers. They're really stereotypes.
And you don't really get to know the characters on a deeper level. This is literally just a snippet in time. And on top of all this, too, just to mention the fact that it's beautifully shot. The acting is great.
Oh, yes. You can imagine. This is a masterpiece theater costume drama of
this,
the first order.
It is top rate. And the interesting part, too, is how this whole story is framed. And I think the young woman who plays the queen does an excellent job just with her tone. She is the narrator of this story.
Right. Alicia Vikander is the name of
She's
the actress.
She's great.
Mads Mikkelsen, whom I mentioned earlier, who plays the doctor, Dr. Johan, and he's now on television playing Hannibal Lecter.
Talk about versatility, right?
He did play Igor Stravinsky in that film a few years ago, Coco Chanel and Igor Stravinsky. He was the bad guy in Casino Royale.
That's right. I knew I saw him somewhere.
Yes.
So if you like period pieces, you'll really enjoy this movie. It really is very interesting, though.
Now, Carolyn.
Yes.
Your grade.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to give it an A.
How wonderful. Wonderful.
I don't know. Maybe something's in the air.
And I'm going to give it a B+.
This is like a first.
Yeah, because I think it has the usual formula for this kind of an historical drama that I can't quite bump it up to that A, but I respect your A. I think you're right on from your point of view.
Well, thank you for respecting my A.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to the shows, read reviews, WCBE.org.